Hello, everybody. I'm Mr. Brown, and this is my wife, Andrea Brown, and this is a special edition of Conversation with the Browns. Me and Sophia have come out here and made some videos recently, and today is Choose Well Wednesday, and I was making some videos, and I got a message or two messages from educators asking me to do a video on about the school shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. And I had some thoughts, and I shared my thoughts with my wife, and so she had some thoughts. So I figured, hey, let's have a conversation about that just to share some of our thoughts. So in the video, I mentioned that three things. Number one, it's okay to grieve. It's okay not to be okay. Number two, what is mine to do? Number three, keep moving forward. And so I shared that with my wife, and so she has some thoughts about those things. So I want to have a conversation with her about those. So can we start with there with the first part about grieving? It's okay to grieve, and it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah, I think we've been the last few years, this feels like a thing that just keeps coming up. And I think one of the things that is tricky is it's just so easy to get in to look at horrific things happening somewhere else and feel like you don't have, because your experience, even of watching that and the impact it has on you, it couldn't possibly be what it is for a parent to, you know, show up at school or to find out, you know, just to, for a parent to get a phone call like that or to find that. But as a parent, I feel the effects of that viscerally. Like, I feel that I don't have to know those parents or those children, I don't have to know anything about them, but to know that something like this has happened somewhere in the world, like, it's still, I viscerally have a response to that. But I can almost immediately start telling myself that it's not okay for me to feel that way, because it can't possibly be anything near what those parents are experiencing, since it hasn't happened to me. One of the things that I have been learning for myself is to just be able to take a deep breath. And I heard someone say, it's like not a grief Olympics. It's not a, where there's this is not a competition here. And it's okay to just take a moment and to admit, because I tend to be a, like, just shove it and try to move on, or can want to find, immediately go to trying to find information and demanding solutions. And but something like this, like, it is, there is not sense to be made of it in a tragedy this big and so horrific. I think, at least for me, I've found the importance of just being able to pause and sit with the fact that this feels really terrible.
Feels really terrible and sad. And I think sometimes we run from sadness, we run from tragedy, and not that we want to run toward it, but sadness and tragedy and death is a part of life. And of course, no one wants to die that way. We don't want anyone to die that way. But I have that effect where, okay, it happened, let me categorize, let me put that in this bucket and run away from it, where I think it sometimes can give us clarity. And what I said in the video was that it reminds us that every moment matters, that life is so precious. And yes, we're grieved, we're hurt, it's sad, but it's okay to not be okay and just go on to the next thing.
Yeah. I also, with that, I don't know how much of it is just a coping mechanism, but I have found for myself, just in needing to be able to function, that I've seen headlines and enough details to know how terrible this is, or to have just a glimpse into how tragic this situation is. But that's as far as I've taken it. Part of it is, I think, just me knowing me. I think there are plenty of people that digging into information and really understanding could be really helpful for them. But knowing who I am, what tools I have to be able to make a difference in any way, because part of it is like, the ability to take all of that on, sometimes you can take more on if you can do something with it in some way. For so many parents and teachers, we spend our lives helping and caring for other people. And so it can be really paralyzing to take in information where there is no way that I can help the people that, I can't step in and help or care for any of these people, but I also have I have two small people in the other room that it is my job today to care for. And for me, I just know to dig in too much, to take on board all sorts of information, to continually scroll for updates about something that feels paralyzing to me and also I can't do anything about, is at least currently not a good space for me. So I have intentionally not continued to click on articles and look at photos, because honestly, that will, knowing myself, I will end up having nightmares. I will not sleep. I will not, because it's just too close. It mirrors too much my reality and the thing that terrifies us all as parents.
And I think it's okay I think it's important to know yourself and know your own emotional health. Because I think you mentioned that someone talked about it's not a grief marathon, right? And I think sometimes because we live in such a social media world that people will be posting, and so you may feel guilty because you didn't post anything about it. So people are trying to outpost each other. And I think knowing that yourself and knowing that, hey, I don't need to keep watching this on a loop. We don't have to have this update on our screen every, you know, all day long playing in the house, because that doesn't do good for anybody in our house, is good. And I think people need to be aware of that, because that leads to the second point I made. And I got this point from you. Originally, the question is, what is mine to do? What is mine to do in this situation? Yes, it's sad, it's grief, but what is mine to do? And you, when I asked you that question, you talked about the small kids in the house. So can you talk more about that, that idea that what is yours to do?
Yeah. And I do think that there may be things, just because something happens far away doesn't mean that we can't do anything or contribute. Yeah. And there is so much that we contribute, that as citizens, as voters, there is. But I think that I know I don't make decisions well. I don't think clearly in the heat of, like, this is so intense that we are all going to need some time to process, to grieve. And there's just so many open questions right now. And so there is social media, I do think, has contributed to this sense that, like, well, I have to say something. I have to advocate. I have to do something.
I have to have an answer today for this problem.
And I don't think that there are... I don't think that there are answers today available to most of us. And so that, I totally get that urge, but I also think it almost is like a discharging of emotion. In some ways, we end up contributing to something worse by all of us just like collectively discharging our grief in an unhealthy way.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned social media, and this is something we talked about in a previous podcast, is the amp wheel. I mean, if I continue to listen to all the people, all the politicians, all the people talk about if this would have happened, if that's what happened, and, you know, well, that may not have solved the situation. This may not have stopped this from happening, but you're upset and you're pointing this finger, or unfortunately, the people do use this for their own personal gain as well. So I think sometimes turning all that off, not that we're putting our heads in the sand, but yet I don't need it on a 24-hour roll either, that I'm always being consumed by it. But and what is mine to do? It may be here at home first, but then there's other things I can do. But you mentioned the two small little children in the room, and making KiwiCo boxes today was a good way to.
Yeah, and maybe that's that thing of like, there probably are people that today there is something that digging in deep to this and really understanding is their work to do. But if I just stop and take a breath and think, who am I? Where am I? What situation? What is mine to do given what I have today and the person that I am? It's not to spend an hour reading articles trying to understand how this happened and why and how it could be. Something like this could be prevented again. It's to care for the children. The reason that this is so terrifying to me is because it touches on me as a parent. And as someone that drops my kids off at school and that universal care for, I mean, it's like our children are like a little piece of ourselves. It's one of the things that is just so vulnerable being a parent, because you're watching a part of yourself just like running about in the world. Right. And And it feels so powerless because here's this precious part of you that you care so deeply. And so to see something like that happen to something, it's like we have this sense of like the sacredness and how special our children are and children universally. And so it just is all the emotion comes up. But if I take, and it just feels like, but there must be something I can do to make sure this never happens. But if I actually take a breath and say, knowing who I am, what is mine to do today, it's to, my kids just finished school. It's to spend time with them. It's to say yes to making a quesadilla and to say yes to doing a KiwiCo box. Yes to just spending time with them, because if I actually, and it's, I think it's some of what you had talked about too, of being at the very least, this does give me, helps me just sort out perspective of real, you know, is spending time on my phone the thing that I most is most important to me today?
Yeah, every moment matters. And I think, and then I joked about, you know, the times I chase Sophia out the house when she tries to leave without me, without saying goodbye. That's real, because the reality is every time we leave each other, there's no guarantee we're coming back. And so I think, like I quoted the guy who said, you know, a sick person wants one thing. And sometimes we're not sad, and so we don't think about it. But this may be an opportunity to recapture some of that, to say, you know what? Sorry. You got to go. you really got to go to recapture some of that. Yeah, because when they were young and we first let them out the house, oh, we kissed goodbye, or we cried. But now it can be just a recapture of that. Every moment matters. Life is precious. Let's make sure we value it.
And I think you saying that did make me think, it can be hard watching this. And I think it almost sometimes makes me feel like it's not okay for me to, knowing that that kind of grief exists in the world, makes it almost feel rude for me to go sit and laugh with my kids. But like you were saying, if you take a moment and think about it, the mother who has just lost her child is not going to say, like, that's all that a parent wants is just one more moment with their kid. And in some ways, the best way to honor that loss is to care more and embrace what I, you know, the days that I do still have.
Yeah.
And I think it just takes a minute of sitting and of remembering that, like, that's not, it's honoring the love and the people that we do have in our family and experiencing both the grief and the joy that's right in front of us today, in some ways is the best. It's not taking away from the grief that does exist. It's honoring the fact that love and life is really fragile, and there's can be really a big grief, but we can also
keep moving forward.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I'll end with. I'll end with the quote I end the video with of Martin Luther King. I'm gonna borrow from him. He said, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. And I like that, because in the situation, you may not feel like flying today. I mean, some teachers are sad, and parents are sad. I'm sending my kid to school, and they may be sad, but you got to keep moving forward. And it may not be a day to run or fly, but you got to crawl, because at the end of the day, we want to honor the life that we still have today. And not that we don't recognize and honor and what people have lost. And I think even praying for the families who've lost, sending cards, doing something that we can impact or influence their grief. But at the same time, like you said, we have to capture our moments and make the most of those moments.
Yeah. And for me, I think it's not even just the big, heavy emotions. The thing that makes me stuck is the fear. To me, that's actually the, and you saying that makes me think of, you know, that saying that courage is not the absence of fear.
Hey, I was just thinking that.
but choosing to still love, to still show up for the people that are in your life, even in the face of fear.
Yeah, what's the quote? Like, courage isn't the absence of fear. It is moving forward in the face of fear, right?
Yeah, something I think like it that. Gets ended a lot of different.
Something know, like that.
Yeah.
people end it to their own devices. But that idea of, yeah, we can be afraid, but love is always worth it, even though it means inevitably there will be bigger hurt, but it's worth it to have one more day,
right?
One more to love deeply and care deeply, even if it means just one step at a time.
Well, I hope this conversation was helpful to someone. Even just talking about it is good. And that's one thing I probably should talk about. Hey, talk about it. Talk about it with your kids. You know, if they're seeing the news, they're hearing about it, have conversations. It's okay to say as a parent, I'm you know, afraid, or I am sad about this, because I think sometimes we want to put on the face that everything is okay, and it's not okay sometimes. So.
And I would say, as a parent, at least this is what I'm hearing from parent coaches that I listen to. Shut the news off. That's, I mean, depending, you know, your kid and where they're at, but part of your job as a parent, part of protecting your kids, is to also shut down some of this that their little brains can't handle. So yes, if your kids are hearing the news, talk to them, and depending on where they're at, absolutely have a conversation. And it also is okay to turn it off. Your little ones don't need to be watching
police running out of a school, cars, ambulances, and police all over a school.
Shut it off and play a game and spend time with your family.